Hi there. How you doing tonight?
Oh,
wow, that's awesome. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. I know we are. Thanks for joining us at a brand new Ike Live at the Bar. Got a great show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be making a couple of really cool announcements. You already know about them, but we're going to kind of give you the details. And then the big topic tonight, in addition to being St. Patty's Day, woo! Happy St. Patty's Day. In addition to being St. Patty's Day, we're going to be talking about the Bassmaster Classic, giving you our thoughts, and we want to hear your thoughts, of course. So, Becky's got the green on tonight.
This is the shirt that we all wore at the very last classic before the Bass MLF split. Our whole family was there, and we all wore the Luck of the Ike shirts. And that was in Knoxville, Tennessee, too.
It was in Knoxville. I've got the green AFCO sweatshirt on tonight, along with the stunning green cheap-ass readers that Becky keeps buying me.
Those are actually my readers.
Yeah. So, got a lot of people checking in with us. James checking in with us. Happy St. Patty's Day, James. Casting Nasty Baits checking in. What's up? We've got Chris Fike in the house. What's up, Chris? We've got Joe in the house. Tullytown time. I would agree with that. Of course, Wild Bill checking in with us. Our good friend Wild Bill. Bill, happy St. Patty's Day, Bill. Eddie checking in with us tonight over on Facebook. Got a lot of people checking in. So let me remind you real quick. Jim checking in from Michigan. We've got Burn checking in. David checking in with us. David, what's up? No big deal. I know you're more busy than I am at the Classic. We're going to talk about that a little later. Chris Curtis checking in over on YouTube. Ron Bell, what's up? How you doing tonight? Hope you're having a good one. Let me remind you, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Your input, your thoughts, critical feelings, viewpoint, we want to hear from you. Great thing about this show, what we do here at the bar, is we want to hear everybody's opinion. Everybody's welcome to patch it through there. Jordan checking in with us. We've got James Anthony, William up from Erie, Pennsylvania. What's up, William? Matthew, yo-yo over on YouTube. Got a good crowd here tonight, guys. It is St. Patty's Day. And because of that, Becky and I were thinking about like a green beverage. We could have did a light beer with green food coloring, but, or what was the cream?
We had fear of pooping green.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. Fear of green shit kept us from that. The other thing is the, creme de menthe. Do you have some of that? Yeah. So creme de menthe is a liqueur. If I'm crack, it's a liqueur, and you can make some nice green cocktails.
Yeah, but it's mint.
It's mint flavored. So, but you know what? We decided to keep it easy for you guys tonight.
I only have clear
cream. And we just went with the old school Guinness, guys. Old school Guinness for you guys tonight. So, I feel like Guinness is a very
sour apple.
All right, so guys, depending on how the show goes tonight, we've got some sour apple schnapps for you right there. Look at how green that John is. Sour apple schnapps for you. We might get into that, guys. We might tear into that a little later. If you're watching this and you want to tear into some schnapps with us, we might do that. Or, oh my God, we keep finding green shit back here. There's the cream de menthe.
Look, Mike makes fun of me because
this bottle
predates our relationship.
Predates.
Which means that it's older than 2 decades.
It's older than dirt. But here's the great thing, guys. We might tie into that with you and have a good time. I actually want to jump in with this as our first topic. And this one's not even scripted. You just made me think of it. Becky made me think of this as she's pulling out all the alcohol. Got a lot of people checking in. Happy St. Patty's Day to everybody checking in with us. So, first topic, And I want to hear it from Becky. Becky might be the first good story we hear about this. Think back, guys, if you're watching this, one of the best or funnest, most fun or drunkest St. Paddy's Day you've ever had. So if you're watching this and you're old like me, you might forget, because I'm in my 50s now, I forget a lot of stuff. You might forget your most fun, you know, St. Paddy's night. But
most funnest
or drunk or whatever. So a lot of people old like me are saying, I can't remember. Beth, do you remember?
Oh, any? I remember.
Okay, let's hear Becky's story about St. Paddy's Day.
Back when I met Mike, I worked for a liquor distributor in Washington, D.C. One of my roles through the years there was that I was the Bacardi brand manager, which means that Bacardi Brands has, like, they're also Dewars and a whole slew of products. But we always kind of needed something to do on St. Patrick's Day. We didn't really have any Irish products in the mix. So I would do this Bacardi bus. I came up with this.
Bacardi bus.
I came up with random stuff back in the day, too. I came up with the Bacardi bus. And we would load all these people on a bus, and we would all have, like, our St. Patrick's garb. And we would go bar hopping, and my tab could buy anything that was a Bacardi product. So we drank rum on St. Patrick's Day. But it became so much fun, and we did it year after year. It was like one of our favorite things. Like, different people in the industry that weren't working that day, like, would all get on the Bacardi bus, and we would go and just party all day with, like, a bus taking us around, but we would drink Bacardi products.
Wow. So, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. I don't have anything quite as good as that. I just remember bits and pieces of going over to Philadelphia, and we'd all, of course, always go to an Irish pub and just drink on St. Paddy's Day. But we got some people checking in with us. Chris, nice meeting you in Knoxville, too. Really was. A wonderful show. We're going to talk more about that a little later.
Wait. Israel Mills said, in Korea, things happen on Paddy's Day. The military redacted from my files.
Oh, wow.
I wish that I had someone to redact things from my files, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That you win.
Yeah, he might win. If we were giving prizes away, Israel's going to win that one. Bill Wasman just swapped over to YouTube. What's up, Bill? Happy St. Paddy's Day. Brian Dillon checking in with us. We've got Jonathan Collins checking in over on Facebook. What's up? What's up? St. Paddy's Day. I like St. Paddy's Day. I think it's fun. I think it's a good reason to celebrate. Listen, if you're watching this.
Who here is actually Irish?
Who here is actually Irish? But if you're watching this, what a great thing to be able to party and celebrate on a Tuesday if you actually are celebrating on St. Paddy's Day. I know a lot of the bar crawls and stuff happened over the weekend because we did see some in Knoxville too. But
in D.C., yeah. They're all hammered.
All right. Scruffy City. Yeah, we got Matt checking in with us. Was over at Scruffy City. That was a good one. Brad, happy St. Patrick's Day, man. James Anthony. James Anthony is Irish and Scots-Irish. Wow, the double whammy.
So I thought it was pretty much only, like, German because my mom's whole side is German, and I thought my dad was, like, more British German, I guess. And then he did his ancestry.
He did the test? And you're actually a little Irish?
No, he didn't do the test. He did, like, the whole, like, the ancestry.
Oh, not
like,
the blood test?
Research. I don't think so, but you could do the research to see, like, where your family members came from on, like, Ancestry.com. And I think there was a lot of Irish up in there, which made me feel so much better because it explains my drinking. Like, I feel like it's
she's busting everybody right here. She's busting your balls if you're Irish.
I feel connected now. Like, I feel like it makes sense.
Okay. And you're fair skinned and you got blue eyes. Casey is Irish and Italian. And then Matthew checking in with us on YouTube. Matthew, yes. Jet boat in my future for sure. Don't know when, but definitely a jet boat in my future. Let's see. We've got Bern checking in. Is German and Polish together? And Pat Rose checking in with us. Hey, yo, Pat. Happy St. Paddy's Day to Pat. Here's the thing. I butcher names. Okay, I butcher names. So here's,
he just butchers
everything. I butcher everything when it comes to the correct name, correct pronunciation, correct way to say it. Doug checking in from Nebraska. All right, guys, is it St. Paddy's Day? P-A-D-D-Y-S? Is it St. Patty's Day? P-A-T-T-I-E-S? Or is it St. Patrick's Day?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
All right, Becky's
but,
saying...
But to shorten it, you say St. Patty's, but it's...
Is it, but how do you spell Patty's?
It should be two T's, but a lot of people put D's.
Okay. Is that correct, though?
Because probably because they anticipate they'll end up in the paddy wagon.
Okay. All right. St. Patrick's. Kevin says St. Patrick's is the correct one. Yep. Frank over on YouTube says, does it count if I knew an Irish stripper? That counts.
Yeah.
That counts. Frank, it counts in my book.
We're good with it.
I'm good with it. You know, Mark checking in with us from Arizona over on Facebook. Mark, what's up? This is a cool St. Patty's Day. Definitely as you get older and you start having kids and you start slowing down, your St. Patty's Day means a little thing. They're a little different. But you know, there you go. Ross Santos.
Wait, he said he was
Ross Santos
Irish?
Over on Facebook says St. Patrick wasn't even Irish.
What was he?
Wow. I need a fact check on that. I need a fact check. I believe you. Ross, I believe you 100%. I just would like a fact check on that. Kenneth Sears over on Facebook, what's up? How you doing? Frank Wilder, YouTube, how you doing tonight? Sean.
Said hi to Frank.
Sean is, oh, I did. Sorry. Sean is friends with Vegas on Facebook. That's cool. That's
yeah.
awesome. Billy Terry from Nebraska checking in with us.
We hope you like his spelling of things.
Yeah, Vegas takes that from my side. A very bad pronunciation and speller. So James Anthony, it's St. Patty's Day. Oh, I'm sorry. It's St. Patrick's Day, but they call it Patty's because of how it's pronounced in
Gaelic.
I wasn't going to try that word. All right, man, this is amazing. Wow.
He was a slave taken to Ireland, but where was he from? I need to know the origins.
Wow. Man, this is all good information.
So what was he? So was he English?
Oh, here you go. Here's Ross got the big breakdown of this.
Irish by association, whatever, if you're breakdown, born Roman. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay,
so
he's British. Yeah.
They just wow. kept stealing each other.
Josh checking in from St. Louis. What's up, Josh? How you doing? Sherry White. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Sherry.
Well, listen, everyone should feel like smarter because we just learned something today.
We just learned something. That's what I'm saying. Ike Live at the bar, you think it's just a big drunken stupor of a show. In fact, you're learning more here than you could learn anywhere, especially that awful podcast that Pat Renwick puts on. That was a joke. Shout out to Pat Renwick. That was a total joke. I did want to, this is a little off topic. I keep thinking of stuff as we're getting some cool comments coming through. Eddie says he's been surrounded by nothing but redheaded women in his family. Must be Irish. It's in his bloodline. Wow. I would say so. Yeah.
You must drink heavily.
Yeah. Kevin loves boobs. Who doesn't? For sure. All right, so here we go. Michael, real quick, checking in from Delaware. Happy St. Patty's Day, Michael. What is up with the meteorites hitting the earth the last few days? Guys, listen, I don't know. I'm not giant conspiracy theorist over here, but we had a meteorite strike the ground in Turkey a couple days ago, two, 3 days ago. And yesterday, a meteorite touchdown in Ohio. Okay, so I guess the questions, guys, what's going on here? Does this have anything to do with St. Patty's Day? Does it have anything to do with the weather? The weather's been crazy lately. Does the meteors have anything to do with aliens? Or the biggest conspiracy theory we've got here, do the meteorites that are striking the earth, are they a precursor to a giant meteorite that the government is not telling us about?
Well, only if it was on The Simpsons. Did The Simpsons predict that?
They got everything right, don't they? The Simpsons get everything right, pretty much.
Yeah, Yeah.
I don't know about all the meteorites. It's kind of freaking me out, you know?
Okay, there was two.
It was two. In like 3 days. There was two in 3 days that shook the earth.
I think it's more disturbing the weather lately than the meteorites.
The weather.
But, you know.
The weather. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking for theories on the meteorites, guys.
The boom was heard from Erie.
David Brown with a birthday today. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Yeah.
Pisces.
Steve Roberts, the sky is falling. Mike over on YouTube, end of days. Could be. I don't know.
So we should just have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Well, they killed all the dinosaurs. I saw the Big Bang Theory. Who wrote that in? Somebody, Big Bang Theory, Casey. Yeah. Killed all the dinosaurs. Killed all the people. Here's the good news. If a meteor, giant meteor did hit the earth and everybody died, we wouldn't have to worry about forward-facing sonar anymore. So that would be a plus.
I guarantee you. Our one dog would make it and she would thrive.
Oh, yeah. We have a dog that would make it.
She could withstand an apocalypse.
Yeah.
She would find food.
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy Johnson checking in. Had just won the Zona sweepstakes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I guess he fishes with Zona. Jeremy, be careful because Zona will push your ass in. He pushed my ass in. You know, if anybody saw that show, he literally put a banana peel down there on the floor where I was fishing and then pushed me. So be careful. Definitely. A lot of people checking in I don't know. I feel like nobody's concerned about the meteorite. So we'll just keep going. The weather, though,
the weather
has been screwy lately.
Oh, my gosh. I heard from people today that were still trying to get out of Knoxville because
stuck in Knoxville.
So messed up.
Stuck in Knoxville.
So we flew out. We're supposed to fly out on Sunday. And we got to the airport. And you have to think. So this was before the storms rolled through. So this was not weather issues. We had a lot of mishaps in the airport that I won't go into.
Mishaps.
I wanted to cry. I don't usually want to cry.
But mishaps.
Anyways, but as we were going through security for like the bazillionth time, or attempting it,
yeah,
our phone started blowing up. So we knew the flight was delayed. Something was happening. Okay, whatever. So we get through security. We both look at our phones and our flight was it canceled? Cause it was delayed.
We had a connection and we wouldn't make our connections. So they canceled the airline, American Airlines. This is twice in a week for me, canceled our flights and rebooked us. We didn't do it. They did it.
Does everyone like that I can remember St. Patty's Day from 25 years
ago? Yeah, but you can't remember what happened the other day.
But so anyway, so we go. But they rebooked us on different flights.
They rebooked us on their. So Becky's on a flight.
I had three flights.
With three layovers. I'm on a flight with a direct, but it's like at 8 o'clock at night. Dude, it's crazy. So listen.
Long story short, we said mercy, and we got our luggage back from the airline, and we walked down to the rental people. That was our first attempt. If we couldn't do that, we were going to try to book a flight in, like, Nashville and figure out a way to get the 2 hours to Nashville. Yeah. We got the last vehicle.
We got the last rental car. We got us a little something or other, a little Malibu.
Hey.
Good on gas,
amazing
but.
Amazing on gas.
And we drove the 9 hours. We just drove home.
Just drove.
It was nice, though. It was a little old school.
It was like old times.
It was like old times. Back before we had little kids and stuff, and we were just gypsies. Yeah. You know, it felt kind of cool.
Mike's bladder's smaller now, but other than that, it seemed pretty much the same.
Yeah, my bladder.
Truck stop food.
Oh, yeah. I'm pissing. I'm pissing about every hour now, guys, when I'm in the truck. It's pretty bad.
But we made it home in the same day. The best was the car, of course, was at the airport, so we had to return to the airport.
Yeah.
We had to get the car, finally get home. So I think it ended up being 12 hours round trip, all travel included.
Yeah.
But we made it. So yay. And I feel so much better because so many people have still not made it.
Yeah. So here's my real quick. I do want to hit this, and then we'll get into the classic because I do want to talk a lot about the classic. The weather probably had a little to do with that issue and some of the issues people are experiencing right now in air travel. But there's a bigger issue going on. Like TSA is striking in a lot of places. Airport workers or whatever. I don't know. There's airport and flight shit going on that is making air travel horrible right now. So why I'm here live, this is a great place to do it. American Airlines, you get the gas face.
They have definitely
gas face to American Airlines. Listen, Becky and I have been loyal customers for many years because we fly out of Philadelphia. Dude, get your shit together, American Airlines. We pay you a lot of money. People pay a lot of money for air travel.
A lot of money.
Dude, get your shit together, American Airlines.
It makes me feel bad. Like, they must have it so bad that the energy is that nobody gives customer service.
Yeah, what happened to customer service? What happened to common sense? What happened to common sense?
Was gone a long time ago.
There's no common sense with the airline all the way down. It's like a trickle-down effect. All the way down to the people working at the airport, American Airline employees at the ticket counter. Come on, man.
I watched a TSA agent in Philadelphia examining her nails and picking at them instead of looking at the bags coming through the x-ray machine. I was like, that does not make me feel good.
Oh, terrible, terrible. All right. I don't want to keep harping on negative stuff.
All right, come on. Let's go to the next one.
Let's go into the positive. All right, guys.
And so we are going to dive into the classic, but I have to tell you, we do have like two super big, cool things going on.
Should we do one now and one later? You want to do both now?
Let's do one now. Let's do the one that everyone already knows about.
Let's do that one. Okay. All right, go ahead. Which one does everybody know about? I can't remember.
The one on your head.
Okay. All right, guys. We're going to do this big announcement. You already kind of knew this was coming. But let's give you the details now. And we got about 300 people or so watching live. And of course, hopefully a lot of people in the replay of this. Take notice of this. This is a big one, guys. Okay. We've got this deal going on with this group called, you see the hat right here. Let me fix my Superman hair and show you the hat. Bass Bucks. And you want to describe what Bass Bucks is real quick?
Bass Bucks is going to be launching in the next couple of weeks. It is a fantasy gaming app. It's going to be so cool. So for those of you that know like FanDuel and stuff like that,
right.
It's not betting. This is fantasy.
Right.
So it's definitely a game of skill with, you know, making your picks.
Right.
But Bass Bucks is going to be launching. So before Bass Bucks launches, we are coming out with $1 million pick'em.
$1 million contest, guys.
Yeah, so awesome. So what you're going to do, put the link up. So we'll have him put the link up. Go to this webpage. If he doesn't get it up, I'll get it up in a second. But you're going to go to this webpage and you're going to fill out the information, which is basically, who do you think is going to win the rest of the Elite Series events for the rest of the year? So seven events, right? So you're going to pick who you think is going to win.
Yeah.
This costs you nothing to put in who you think is going to win.
Yes. No entry. Zero entry fee.
But if you get it right, you will win $1 million.
Yeah. Listen to this, dude.
You got nothing to lose.
You got nothing to lose. Listen, I've been in this gambling profession called.
There it is.
The link is on the screen right there. Just came up on Facebook, and we're going to attach the link to this replay as well. But I've been gambling as a professional angler for 31 years. 31 years I've been doing this. Okay. Now, listen, this is the best opportunity to win big that I've ever seen in my life. No entry fee, and you have a chance to win $1 million if you select the correct seven winners of the Bassmaster Elite Series, of the remaining seven. Dude, that's pretty good.
It's like, pretty awesome.
Like,
so listen, but you got to get this done before the next event starts, which is
The next event starts.
You have until basically, it's Wednesday at midnight or 5 a.m. Thursday. But don't wait. Figure out who you think is going to win.
Yep. And we've got Becky just put the link up there on the screen if you're watching and you want to have easy access to that link. There it goes. So this is a big deal. And let me circle back and tell you that Bass Bucks is a little different if you've already been enjoying fantasy fishing over on Bassmaster or, of course, over on MLF, FLW over there. It's a little different, right? Because
gonna win the money.
You can win money, right? You're not gonna win like a free Bassmaster hat. You're not gonna win like a Boyd Duckett rod. Nobody wants a Boyd Duckett rod anyway. You're gonna actually win some cash. So if you love that fantasy sports like FanDuel and all those, if you already love it, baseball, football, hockey, soccer, if you already like it, you're gonna love it over here. So I'm excited about it. I'm very excited. And the $1 million contest is awesome. Chris says scam. Not a scam, Chris.
Not a scam.
It's a real deal.
Honest to God, I worked with the team and like the whole thing, like there's legitimately $1 million.
It's real.
And it's going to somebody.
Yeah. David Brown said, that's easy. Just seven. Well, here's the thing. I think it's going to be easier to win this $1 million contest than it is to win one of my hats on the Monday promotion.
That's
Manic Hat
true.
Monday. That's tough to win one of my hats.
Oh,
but
speaking of the Manic Hat Monday, I know that there's people that are angry that they've never won, but you guys have got to tune in every Monday because we have like ramped it up this year. So the last 3 weeks, people were winning AFCO Reapers along with their Manic Hats. Manic hats.
Yeah.
We've got sponsors lined up for the whole year. Next couple weeks, there's going to be some Buzzer Rocks products going out with your hat. So,
yeah.
Amazing products to save your fish, live well treatment, Betamin, all that stuff. Check out Buzzer Rocks, Tackle Warehouse, but try to win because we're going to send you a cool prize pack of all that stuff. So,
yes.
Check in every Monday because the stuff is even more exciting that you could be winning. So go win $1 million.
Yes.
Go win
all seven.
A hat.
Correct.
And then we'll just leave that up for a few more minutes.
Yep.
We'll bring it back again. But everyone, just click on it so you have it. But we'll post it on Mike's social and everything as well. But we'll dive into the classics. We're going to run out of time.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Guys, Bassmaster Classic. Last weekend, the biggest bass event in the entire world. It still is. Okay, listen. There's other events. There's MLF Cup. There's some other thing trying to happen in Nashville in the fall. Whatever tournaments pop up, there will always only be one Bassmaster Classic. Just one, okay? And it is the biggest tournament in the world. So before we get into the week, first thing I want to say is shout out and congratulations to Dylan Nutt on the victory. Congratulations. Every champion of that tournament is a worthy, deserving champion, regardless of anything. And Dylan did a great job. He did an awesome job.
He blew it away.
And as much as I like tight tournaments as a fan, it was amazing to see him do that, just separate himself from the pack. And that was awesome. We'll get back into that a little bit later, but I just did want to start by saying congrats to Dylan. So our week started, Becky and I met each other on Wednesday. Prior to the start of the Bassmaster Classic, we met in Knoxville, came from different places. And we had on Thursday before the Classic, we had a celebrity pro-am event.
Wednesday was my birthday.
Wednesday was Becky's birthday. Yay! Cheers, babe.
37?
Cheers.
38?
37, 28, 27. So we did a little pro-am event on Thursday before the Classic, and I got to fish with Ronnie from Swamp People.
Ronnie!
Dude, Ronnie is such a cool dude. If you guys have watched Swamp People, he's the big giant guy with the bald head. It's an easy way to describe Ronnie, but
Ronnie.
Dude, he was such a fun guy to fish with. I knew he was a fun guy. A lot of people saying happy birthday to you, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Ronnie was such a cool dude to fish with. And I had known Ronnie for probably 3 years or something.
We always get together.
Yeah, we always get together around the Classic. But dude, Ronnie was so fun to fish with. And he's one of those guys that just makes you smile and laugh the entire time. So
Ronnie really is that big of a personality. I mean, he is my baby, my baby.
My baby, my baby. My baby.
Crazy Cajun guy. But I have to be honest, big teddy bear, sweetest guy, heart of gold. Like, we always have so much fun with him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Shout out to Ronnie. That was fun. Jim checking in from PA with us. A lot of people checking in, late entries to the show. The next thing was the show itself. The show itself. And for those of you watching and listening, if you've been to a Bassmaster Classic, you know how big the show is. And guys, it really, really is the biggest consumer show in bass fishing, right? So you've got ICAST. ICAST is basically closed to the public. You've got, you know, the Chicago show, the Greater Philadelphia show, the Harry. You've got fishing shows all over the place. But this is the biggest bass fishing show in the world. So, Beck, what, like three separate floors, two buildings of tackle, boats, trucks, rods, reels, line, fanfare, music, food, you know, it's just big.
Well, and you can shop at this one. So a lot of the different
companies
bring products and then sell them discounted or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So they clear out. So ICAST is where you're going to get the newest or whatever they're, you know, releasing this year. But this is for the fans.
This is for the fans.
This is for the fans.
This is
you can go shopping. Yeah. You know, all the anglers are at their different sponsor booths.
Yeah.
So you get to interact with the pros.
There
was a whole lot of seminars and stuff going on too. We don't make it far, but booth to booth. So I can't tell you all that stuff.
But that's a good segue. And here's the thing I want you to know. And I'm not saying this in any shape or form. Is this a negative? But guys, working a show like that, working the Bassmaster Classic, is exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
I'm more tired after 8 hours of working the classic show than 14 hours of fishing on a boat. And it's exhausting because it's not like physically exhausting. Go Tigers. It's not physically exhausting, but it's, you're so mentally engaged with people the entire time.
Yeah, it's not a slight on the people.
It's not a slight on the people.
It's amazing to get to see.
It's amazing. It's such a cool opportunity. Yes.
And Mike is on from the moment we walk in the door till the moment we leave, which can be super, super long days from show opening to show close. And then on top of, you know, trying to interact with fans that know me and getting to talk to them. It's also my responsibility, along with Janet. It takes two of us.
Hey, Miss Janet.
You know, and Ethan was there to try to get the social content. Like, it takes three of us to get Mike moved, you know, to let the line know, okay, in 15 minutes, like, we're going to be leaving. So we either have to end the line or have them just move with us to another booth. Like, the logistics of that. And you don't want anyone to get upset. You don't want anyone to not get what they are trying to
get. Yeah, you want to talk to everybody.
Interacting with Mike. Yeah. I don't want to disappoint anybody. But I also have to prioritize the fact that sponsors
you have
to be here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is mental warfare.
Yeah. It's definitely draining, but it was great to meet everybody and to hear those stories. Let me say that real quick, that I love that. I've met thousands of people over the weekend, and Becky did too. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome to hear the stories that everyone has.
Yeah.
You know, they have a fishing story, they have a boating story, they have a story related to something that they saw you do or whatever. It's great. But I did want to also say shout out to Toyota, because not only did we get to do some live broadcasting from the Toyota booth, which was really cool, but they had my truck in the Bassmaster Classic show.
They did.
And this is a big deal, guys, because this is the first time in history that Toyota brought a professional bass angler's truck into a big show like this.
Yeah.
You know, other shows, they've had NASCAR drivers and stuff like that. But first professional bass fisherman's truck to be in the show. And that was awesome. So shout out to Toyota.
Awesome. I have to tell you, to have a NASCAR driver's car in a show is probably a lot easier because they don't have their entire life in their car. We screwed up everything.
Everything.
Because we work out of the truck.
We work out of the truck. It's a house.
Mike and I were in the expo digging through the truck at like 8 a.m. the
Thank
morning
you,
of the pro-am because we didn't have a lot of things. We didn't remember to put them in the boat.
Yeah.
Still forgot the manifest.
So it was a great show. And definitely, again, thank you to everyone that came out to say hello. It was awesome. Speaking of that, before I want to get back to Dylan winning, before I get back to that, oh, thank you. Jim picked me from New York. Thank you. Before I get back to that, I also did want to say we had an Ike Live after party.
Thank you, Matt.
On Saturday night, and it was co-sponsored by Bass Bucks, and it was at Scruffy's downtown, and Scruffy City over there in Knoxville. Yeah. And thank you to everyone showed up to the Ike Live after party. Yeah. I talked to so many great people out there. We drank some beers. It was super cool. We had a nice band playing there, and it was awesome. And I miss having those. So I really in the future. Hopefully every classic will continue to have an Ike Live after party in some form. So
I actually preferred it on Saturday.
I liked it on Saturday.
I liked it Saturday.
Yeah, if you're fishing a tournament, Saturday's tough. But if you're not fishing, Saturday was a good night for it. So it was awesome. All right, let's get back into it, guys. Dylan Nutt, once again, congratulations to Dylan on winning. I just wanted to say one thing. You know, Dylan is 23 years old. He's a young prodigy. He's a scoping phenom. I'd put him in the top five of FFS guys in the world. He's 23. He lives in Alabama. He's got amazing blonde hair. Like, dude, he's as far different. He's the opposite end of the spectrum from me. I'm old. I'm from Jersey. I'm balding. I hate Ford face. Like
age appropriate hair. Everyone yeah, his age has that.
I know, but I'm just saying we are as far apart as possible, but we do have a common bond. We do have a common bond, and it is a common bond that I'm very proud of for me, and I'm proud of him for the win. And Dylan qualified for the Classic through the Bass Nation, and he won as a qualifier from the Bass Nation. He's in fact the first Bassmaster Classic champion that came to the nation since Brian Kershaw.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And Brian Kershaw will always be my hero. He's one of the reasons that I decided to go on this journey. I saw Brian Kershaw doing it and I said, well, he's from Connecticut. I can do this shit too. And I'm just proud of Dylan for coming up that way and winning.
That's impressive.
It's impressive. That's a hard route. And I don't care if you're 23 or 63, that's a very hard route to come up through and qualify. And I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it.
Can I say something? I want to chime in. So I know there's been a lot of people who feel that they have an open platform to say mean things on social media because it's just the nature of our world right now. Just say whatever the F you want.
Yeah.
Even because you don't know the person, so you don't care if you hurt their feelings. I don't care how he won. He won fair and square.
He won fair and square.
And what he did is absolutely amazing. I do feel for him though because he just won the Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah.
And I hope no one takes this the wrong way. He's 23 years old.
23.
He came through the nation.
Came through the nation.
This has to be the kind of like biggest, most intimidating thing ever to happen in his life. It's not even like he qualified for the elites and had the experience of that level of stage for a couple events before you then go to the Classic and win the Classic. So like he hasn't even, like it's literally like he kicked off the training wheels on the first day of the Bassmaster Classic. Like, so I feel for him, this is huge. It's gotta be so overwhelming. Yeah. And I hope he surrounds himself with good, positive people and maybe talks to people who can give him advice because I have to be honest, your friends and family don't even know the best to tell you.
Sometimes,
and again,
they don't.
It's
yeah.
not a slight, but you haven't been living in even an Elite Series world.
Yeah.
And now you won this and you have so many opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just hope that he finds people to give him good yeah. advice to take them.
Yeah.
So
good point.
Please reach out to older anglers or
yeah.
or bass folks or yeah. whoever it is, or older anglers, other classic champions,
yeah.
like anything to capitalize, because like this could be the start of an amazing career for him.
Yeah. I think it is.
Another
yeah.
name on a plane.
Yeah. So Dylan, I know you're probably not watching this, but if you do, or if someone's watching this that knows Dylan, please reach out to Becky and I if you ever have any questions or help. Our phone is open to you and we'd love to help you for sure navigate this classic win. And it's going to yeah. be a lot. So if you need help. And then the other thing, just stepping back, what Becky said, 100% he deserved it. Now listen, regardless of forward facing, he won fair and square, and he deserves this win. He put in a lot of work. He's put in a lot of time at his craft. And if forward facing sonar is allowed and he used forward facing sonar,
he's the best at it.
He won. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I don't really have any negativity at all that it was one forward facing. I've got my own opinions, but that doesn't mean anything when it comes to the legitimacy of him winning this classic.
He won
fair and square. And so did Easton Fothergill last year too. Same thing. Easton, I've got to know Easton now. Great, great guy. I was going to say kid, but Easton's not a kid anymore. Great, great guy. And Easton went through a lot of this same negativity when he won his classic in Fort Worth. And yes, it's a shame. So I hope that is not bringing Dylan down in any way, because
no, he needs to be
because
that
dude, you deserve it. You won it. It was a dominant performance.
And listen, everyone out there, and see, now we're guilty of it, but yeah. everyone who's like taking to social media to say, "Oh, you negative people," could we just ignore the negative people?
Yeah, we can ignore them.
Let's just ignore them.
And here's the thing: we're not saying you can't have an opinion. Have an opinion, absolutely.
But if you don't have something nice to say,
no,
you keep it.
Yeah, but
yourself.
I'm just saying, like, how, you could have an opinion. You could think what you want to think, but I don't want to tear anybody down like that. So
wait, isn't there a whole saying about assholes and opinions? What is that?
Assholes and opinions? I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know what that saying is.
We all have them.
We all have assholes and opinions. That's true. We all have an asshole.
What is that saying?
I don't know, but we do all have assholes. I got to commentate this tournament a little bit. And the cool thing about that, from a standpoint of commentating, is that I got to see
and they all stink.
I got to see these guys in action. And I'll tell you, I saw three things happening. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. All right, that's the correct one. All right,
we
were wrong.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When I was commentating, I got to see three styles of fishing. I got to see the FFS, guys that were strictly using forward facing. The other end of the spectrum is some guys were just power fishing. Shout out to Jordan Lee. Jordan Lee not using forward facing with a top 10. So shout out to Jordan Lee. Yeah. And then
let's not forget he already won two classics.
He already won two classics. And then I saw something really unique materializing in front of my own eyes as I was commentating the Bassmaster Classic. And it was anglers using a hybrid of the two. It was really cool. Easton Fothergill was one I put on the spot, using his forward-facing sonar, but then throwing a Carolina rig to catch the fish. So using them hand in hand. Like, I almost feel like he was using forward-facing to see the contours of the bottom. And then he was just dragging a Carolina rig out there. And you know, I like it. I like that hybrid. I like that hybrid of forward-facing and old school fishing combined. It was a cool hybrid. Okay. So I did want to say that. Seeing a lot of comments come through, and just like I think the world is right now, I see comments coming through that are 100% for forward facing, 100% against it, and some that are in the middle. I'm seeing a couple that are in the middle that are indifferent to it. And here's all I want to say about this, and then we could talk about the baits a little bit. The bait, one of the baits that helped win the Classic. I don't care what you think, right? But what the elites did this year with half the events being forward and half being non, I think it's a great compromise. I think it's a great compromise in the regular elite series where we're half and half forward facing and power fishing. Okay. Regardless of your opinion. And again, I'm not, everybody has their own opinion and I value that. Okay. But why not make the Classic 50-50? Why not do something like Major League Fishing where in the Classic, because all season, right? Now you're qualifying to fish for the Classic half and half. Why not make the Bassmaster Classic starting in 2027? Why don't you make it a 50-50 tournament? You've got marshals in every boat. There's marshals or camera guys in every boat, so nobody can cheat. Why not make it where, like MLF, okay, maybe an 8-hour day, 4 hours you can scope, 4 hours you just got to go fish.
Or you pick like your, like the power hour or whatever it
or
is.
Or a power hour or something, or a couple hours to scope or whatever.
But that's actually a very intelligent observation.
Thank you.
Because now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll cheers
so
to that.
So maybe for next year, because this is the first season where it is 50-50, the Classic should mimic that.
The Classic should it mimic should. That. So I'm here to tell you guys my vote for the Bassmaster Classic of 2027, half forward facing, half non-forward facing.
Because it mimics the season.
It does. It mimics the season. And I really think it does find a happy medium, a happy place in this world of people that are either super for it, super against it, or indifferent. So that's my vote. I think that's where the Classic should go. Now, real quick, guys, before we go on, and the comments are coming through. I'm seeing, like, I don't even know if I, yeah, like, I, some are super for it, super against it. You know, I don't know, but it's here. Forward facing's here. It's hard to get rid of it now that it's here. And
I think we're trying to figure out what the new normal is. And so
right.
There's growing pains with it. But
yeah,
I do agree that the Classic should mimic whatever you're doing for the regular season.
I think it should.
Why would you...
Yeah.
Create a balance for the regular season,
yeah.
But then make it so only the forward facing sonar guys can really excel.
Right. Right. I just
only, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, listen, guys. I'm not even going to have any skin in the game anymore after this year. But I'm still worried about. I'm worried about the sport. I'm worried about fans leaving. I'm worried about that stuff because Dylan Nutt's 22.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, geez, we gave him a year. Holy smokes. Yeah. Well, he's a year older after all the pressure he had.
Hey, Suge, thank you for my birthday present. I'm going to have Stella bedazzle it. I hope that makes you happy.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right.
Well, I got another really good birthday present,
too. Oh, yeah.
Too.
I want to see that real quick. And then so, I want to talk about the bait.
I hope everyone knows it is the year of the fire horse.
Year of the fire horse. We year of the flame.
Corey.
Shout out to Corey from Tackle Warehouse.
Yep. Got me this amazing bottle of tequila, which I'm sure
tastes
I didn't think it made sense on St. Patty's Day. I'm sorry, Corey. But let's be honest. This is sick. Can we make some shirts or something? Or
Flaming Horse Tequila, folks.
Please, someone let me know if you have the skill set to turn this into a shirt or a tank top or even like a coffee mug or something.
Coffee mug.
This is so pretty, and I am all about the fire horse this year. We are all fire horse.
Fire horse,
everything
people.
Everything is fire horse.
We're fire horse people. All right. So real quick. So I did want to jump back, guys. And hey, listen, once again, let me say this. a lot of comments came through about forward facing. Thank you guys for your opinion. You are all entitled to it. And if you believe something, it's right. You should, right? So shout out to everybody that commented through. I appreciate both sides. And I think it's great. The minnow was dominant in this classic. If you watched it, I mentioned, you know, jigs caught fish. I saw crankbaits catch fish. I saw a lot of jerkbaits, suspending jerkbaits, megabass, stunna, catch fish. But guys, the minnow was dominant, guys. Dominant.
Oh, fireworks tattoos.
Yeah. Yes. The minnow was dominant in this classic. And if you watched, I saw so many different minnows in this tournament, from 3-inch little tiny minnows to minnows that were like 7 or 8 inches long. Yep, a J.R. Lambert, big spoon. I did see a big spoon in action. But minnows, by far, were dominant. And, you know, watching, you try to look and analyze at what minnows guys are throwing. And it's a lot harder to determine what minnow was what, right? It's a pretty generic shape. So, you know, were they, you know, Sakamata shads? Were they Z-Man minnows? Were they, you know, Strike King minnows? You know, who knows? But I know that one of the minnows...
How many times are you going to say minnow?
I want to keep saying minnow.
People would be drunk if they had to drink every time you said minnow.
One of the minnows that our champion fished was indeed a brand new Berkley scented product. Okay. Here's the funny thing. I know a little bit about it, but it's still very much a in the closet. Like they're keeping the wraps on this one. It's still very much a secret minnow. drink. It's still very much a secret M that he was throwing. And so here's what I can tell you, because I know a lot of people, I saw that come through about 20 times already. Tell me about the minnow. And well, I got a drink again. So there's that.
I poured the sour apple schnapps.
Actually
is okay to start, right. And then it's so sour.
So what I can tell you guys about this new bait that Berkley, it's a lab series bait, and it's very unique in a lot of aspects. But one of the aspects it's unique in is scent and taste. And that's all I can tell you at this point, because I don't even know everything myself, but cheers with my kitty cocktail. So I think it's cool that even though the classic was just filled with minnows here and there, everybody's throwing a minnow. I think it's cool that we're going to launch a couple new ones based off of the classic. And I'm really, really excited about this because you got to see it in action. Okay. So you're right. I said minnow again. I just said it again.
All the aspects of the minnow.
So listen, if you're watching this, stay tuned, because we're really, I think over the next couple of weeks, we're all going to find out simultaneously about this new minnow.
Mike's pulling out all his SAT words.
But I'm very excited about it. Lab series. Something about taste, smell, I don't know. So we're going to find out. Oh, I got a drink again.
So I don't know if everyone has seen, because you guys are clearly like live fans, so you're hanging out with us here. But there is a cool new podcast that Mike is doing every couple weeks. It's called Ike's Bites, And it's definitely diving into, because here we just talk about nonsense and have fun. That one is way more like science-y. You guys had a great show about Lyme and the importance of Lyme.
Yeah.
You know, how Lyme developed, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's cool.
So stay tuned. Look out for those if you really are interested in minnows.
Yeah.
Drink.
You know, other stuff.
Drink.
You know, all the things.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So there you have it. Beck's drinking on that one. Yeah, so great Bassmaster Classic. Once again, shout out to Dylan Nutt.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dylan Nutt. Great job.
Yeah.
Great victory. Yeah. I just saw David Holmes talking about Gin Clear. He actually did use the new line by Berkeley called Gin Clear as well. So yes, it was a good win. All right, guys, here it goes. We got our maximum amount of people and we got about 310 people watching. We got another big, not a new announcement, but a finalization of something that is really, really exciting. And here's what I'm going to let Becky really tell you about it, but here's what I want to say. This is going to be not only a chance to win my boat, but this is going to be a chance to help get new kids fishing.
Yeah.
Okay? So, tremendously hard to run the Ike Foundation, to do what we need to do to get new kids fishing. Rods, reels, tackle boxes, the staff, the events, like shipping. Incredibly hard to get new kids fishing through the Ike Foundation. Think, well, just it's easy, just do. It's hard. And it takes resources and staffing and money. And it's hard. So.
Yes. Full transparency.
Yes.
As much as we all see inflation, we see the grocery store costs, everything going up. The same is with the foundation. The cost of everything to get to these kids has gone up. And unfortunately, because of the state of a lot of the companies that we work with, you know, not that they lack generosity, but they haven't been able to give as much. So it is so important to us to have a successful fundraiser. So we came up with something that we thought nationwide would be amazing.
Yeah.
People would totally be interested in. It's a donation. It's a tax write-off. But we are going to do a sweepstakes for Mike's last year's boat, which was his Dirty 30 boat.
Dirty 30 boat. There's only one of them.
Somebody at the end of this Elite Series season, we will announce the winner live September 1st. Someone's going to win
my boat.
This boat, which I mean, it's a pro level touring boat. I mean, you're talking $100,000 plus.
It's $100,000 boat.
All the electronics, everything else on it. So if you head to the IkeFoundation.org, the homepage has a place where you can enter the sweepstakes. Go in, get, you know, if you want to do a handful of entries, go for it for your chance. But just know that every entry is another chance for you to win this boat, but it's also a way to get kids fishing. That money goes straight to get kids on the water, rods and reels into these kids' hands. So you're doing an amazing thing and you've got a chance to win a boat. So kind of a win-win. If you can find a way to make that donation. So please.
Yeah, we got John just chimed in and said, do a jersey sale with 300 flame jerseys. Something like KVD did. That's a good point, John. Yeah. Thanks for that. We'll definitely put that in the mix. But this is awesome because listen, guys, this is my boat. This is fully rigged.
It's $100.
$100 an entry.
$100
a ticket.
Yeah.
And you know, listen, it's Basscat, Puma STS, 250 Yamaha, about 180 hours on that mother. Five Lowrance units, Ghost trolling motor, lights, batteries, six Pro Guide lithium batteries. It is the exact boat that I ran, deluxe trailer, deluxe cover. And it's going to help us raise some money for the foundation. Yeah. So,
it's not like the lowest price point, but at the same time, we wanted to make it so there were less entries. So people actually.
Yeah. $100 a ticket. Yeah. $100 a ticket. Yeah. Drunk Wood checking in with us. What's up, man? Definitely, Drunk Wood wants us to do Ike cookies. would make millions. And
Koikies.
Oh, I thought you meant cookies.
No, because he said real balls.
Koiki balls. Okay, yeah. You're right. I like the cookie idea because I was going to put marijuana in them. We're going to post the link right now, guys, for you. If you want to enter the boat sweepstakes contest, go to this link. We're going to post it right now. Also, if you're listening or watching this later, if you're not watching this or listening live, we will have it posted down below, and you can get to this link right away. So there it goes up on the screen, guys. Yep. If you want
to
help out with this, that's straight to the page, and you could get your entries. And
and listen, we got this thing up, and it's not the prettiest, most exciting page. It really looks like some mesothelioma.
The web page looks like it's for mesothelioma.
We are going to make it more exciting for you, but we wanted to make sure we got it up before this show.
So. Yeah, Drunkwood called them hair nads, hairy nads.
That looks like hairy nads.
Hairy nads, hairy curry. Yes, but again, thank you. I appreciate it in advance if you want to help out with that and have a chance to win my boat.
So anyone who has more recently tuned in, you're going to want to go back through this feed, and you're going to want to go to the Bass Bucks page. You're going to want to pick your winners for the next seven events, the last seven events of the Elite Series. Do that by next week because you could win $1 million if you pick correctly. That one is free, and you could win $1 million. This one is if you would like to enter the sweepstakes at the IkeFoundation.org to win Mike's boat. There is a donation to win. Oh, I have to tell you. No, I don't have to tell you.
No, I'm not telling anything.
Win the boat.
Yeah, win the boat. Got Slay Nation checking in with us. What's up? Love Slay Nation.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dylan Reagan checking in with us, and it says, are you still going to fish tournaments? Dylan, yes. Dylan, I'm going to fish the Elite season this year. When this year's up, starting in 27, I will continue to fish tournaments. Most likely, I'll fish the Toyota Series up here in the Northeast. I will fish one of the open divisions for BASS, and I'll also fish some professional kayak events, more kayak events in 2027. So,
and hopefully bring back City Limits.
Yeah, City Limits fishing, man, is big time up there on the priority list. So
thank you, Steve.
You're
a rock star.
Yes. Kayak series, definitely in my future. Yes. So yes, I will. Man, it's been a crazy week for us with the Bassmaster Classic, but we're back home, and I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in on St. Paddy's Day. It's a Tuesday night, and you guys are hanging out with us, having a beer, a green beer, a Guinness, one of these things. Looks like cough medicine, whatever that is. We appreciate you guys. It means a lot that you guys come and hang with us here at the bar. And feels nice. Feels special. And definitely do not take that for granted. So appreciate you checking in with us. And I'll say it again. Thank you guys for all the great comments tonight. You know, whatever your opinion is, thank you for putting them up on that screen. Really does help the show, and it's good to show people that everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and that's an important thing.
Fishing says you can't jump around so much on a kayak. You've never seen Vegas on a kayak.
Vegas on a kayak can jump around.
He runs up and down the thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's wild how he gets around a kayak.
It's wild, man, how he jumps around that thing. But I'm looking forward to a lot of stuff in the future, a lot of new stuff and a lot of new opportunities. And, you know, thank you guys for following along with me all these years. 31 years is a long time. So it's pretty awesome. What else, Beck? I think that was it, right? It's a good show. Yeah. Once again, listen, this week, Thursday afternoon, we don't have an exact time yet, but this Thursday afternoon, check out my other new podcast called Ike's Bites, presented by Berkeley Labs. We might even talk a little bit more about the classic winning bait. Who knows? But it's going to be a good one. And we are going to dive more into the science of fishing. And I love that. I'm a bass fishing geek, so I like that. So tune in this Thursday to Ike Bites. That's going to be a good podcast as well. Man, thank you guys for tuning in.
Been a great show. Want to say cheers one last time. Cheers, Beck.
Cheers. Cheers.
Happy St. Patty's Day. I hope you have a good one. I hope you have a great week and weekend. And we'll see you real soon.
Because we don't have a commercial in the outro yet, huge shout out to Tackle Warehouse for supporting this podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Tackle Warehouse.
Don't want to get in trouble because we don't have a
commercial. Yes. Yeah, shout out to Tackle Warehouse. We're here because of Tackle Warehouse. Thank you, guys. And and we'll see you at the next one. By the way, the next show, dude, we're going to have some big stuff for you because we're taking a little trip. And I don't even want to tell you exactly where yet. I don't want to give it away. Should we? Should we?
Yeah.
All right, guys. When we see you next, we're going to be on the return side of not only the next Bassmaster Elite Series on the 10-Tom Waterway, but we're going to Paris! Woo!
And it's all thanks to Vegas because he got himself on a French exchange program that he didn't really qualify
for. Yeah, shout out to Vegas for being in French in high school. We're going to be going to Paris. We're going to have some great stories from over in Paris in Europe and some fishing stories as well. So can't wait to see you on the next one.
So
thank you for joining us.
From Irish to French, and we'll see you next
That's
time.
That's right. We'll see you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank
and
you.
And definitely, Internet Sweepstakes. We'll see you.
Sweepstakes, get your $1 million. Just keep waving.
Just keep waving because Becky's not ready. But happy St. Patty's Day. Cheers, guys.
Hey, everybody. Do you want to learn more about the art of bass fishing? Do you want to learn about new techniques and secret rigging methods to catch more fish? Then head on over to my YouTube channel, Mike Iaconelli Fishing on YouTube. Every Thursday, a new piece of content dropping to help you catch more fish.
You guys know I'm a power junkie, not just on cranking, but on my trolling motor batteries. The days of running 2, 3, and 4 batteries is over. Guys, we've got this new system, and this is going to be what I run. We've got a 31 that will run everything in my boat, electronic-wise, one battery. We've got a 36 that will run my trolling motor all day, one battery. Last but not least, we tie it into one charger, charging both batteries, and we've got an amazing system. Tie that into 3 posts, little visual indicator, Bluetooth, NEMA. You add all those things together, and you've got a system that's going to change the game. Check this out. It's the brand new ProGuide batteries and charging system. It's a game changer.
Hey guys, do you like watching fishing adventures for a lot of different species across the globe? Do you like watching fishing shows that are entertaining, funny, and help you learn something? Then you're going to want to tune into the Going Ike episodes dropping every single Tuesday at noon. Head on over to the Mike Iaconelli Fishing on YouTube channel, and you're going to see me go Ike.
You know, right now where we're standing, we're in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is right there. This is the concrete jungle. And, you know, a lot of those kids, as they grow up, they don't fish. It's interesting because they're surrounded by water. You know, the Delaware River, the Schuylkill, ponds, city park lakes. But they don't have the influence to cast, to fish, to have a rod and reel. And that became our focus, you know, is to target kids in what we call non-traditional areas, you know, urban areas, city centers, where the population's high, and let these kids have an experience. You know, it's amazing. I mean, some of the experiences we've had, whether it's Central Park in New York City, here in Camden, other parts of the country, even just casting.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to see it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know, you see these kids have this experience they've never had, and they light up, you know? The big thing, I think, for the Ike Foundation is we're not saying we want all these kids to become professional anglers.
No.
Be great if some of them did, but we want them to have that fishing experience because it ties them to so many other positive things. The outdoors, nature.
Conservation,
ecology, You know, all these amazing things in life that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to any other way, we're trying to help with that. So it's important. It's important for us. Yeah. We're proud of it.
Hey, everybody. Do you want to keep up with what's going on in my life? Head on over to MikeIaconelli.com. On the website, we've got lots of great stuff. The latest news, blog information, special videos, and best of all the product and gear and merch you see me wearing. Head on over to MikeIaconelli.com for the latest, the greatest, and some cool stuff. All right, guys, it's wintertime. It's cold. And I want to talk about my favorite three wintertime gloves from AFCO. Number one, the Hydronaut glove. This is a big full-bodied glove. When I'm driving my boat from place to place, long runs, I want the Hydronaut glove. The next one is, this is the one I like to fish with. This is the wool fingerless glove. The thing that's great about this is when you're having to feel your line, feel the rod, it's nice to have your fingertips available, tying knots. So when it's a little bearable and it's cold, this is the right glove. Last, but definitely not least, guys, and this is the Breakwater glove by AFCO. This is the one that is 100% waterproof. So if you've got a cold day and it's raining, it's sleeting, if you're putting your hands in the water a lot, the Breakwater is the glove for you. Keeping your hands warm, keeping them protected in the winter is important, and they're my favorite three AFCO wintertime gloves.
Thanks for watching Ike Live!